A legally blind skier from Sun Valley, Idaho, finished in 14th place in the opening biathlon competition at the Paralympic Winter Games this weekend. Rookie Paralympian Jake Adikoff missed multiple rifle targets to take himself out of contention in the 7.5-kilometer event held in Sochi, Russia. Now, this combination of cross-country skiing and marksmanship unfolded on the same course used for the Winter Olympics last month. Correspondent Tom Bonsi visited a biathlon range in Sun Valley to learn how target shooting for the blind works.
Rifle shooting and the visually impaired doesn't sound like an obvious combination, does it? John Farah showed me how it's done during a training camp near Ketchum. He's the U.S. Olympic Nordic team leader. Farah aims a special laser rifle that visually impaired athletes use. It's connected to headphones.
And I'm looking downrange with my ears, trying to find this very small target.
The tone changes as the rifle points closer to the target center. The higher the pitch, the better.
Oh, it's so hard to find the dead center. Missed, didn't I?
For the cross-country skiing portion of the biathlon, Sun Valley's Jake Adikoff skis behind a sighted guide. Adikoff says he was born with scarred retinas, the result of chicken pox during pregnancy. The 18-year-old is blind in his right eye, but has a little bit of vision in the left. Adikoff has four more cross-country races between now and the Paralympic closing ceremony next Sunday. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.